Sheep are regarded as some of the dumbest animals in the world. And there's really a reason they've earned this reputation. I mean, sheep without a shepherd watching over them will do things such as wander off of cliffs, eat poisonous plants, and walk right towards wolves that want to devour them. But while sheep are some of the dumbest animals, there is actually one thing they're very knowledgeable in. And that's their shepherd's voice. In fact, sheep know their shepherd's voice so well that if any other voice tries to call out to them, the sheep will refuse to respond. But the second they hear the voice of their shepherd, well, they will immediately come running. And that's because sheep know that this one specific voice is the one voice that will guide them to green pastures and which will lead them to flowing waters. And sheep know that this one specific voice is the one voice that will guard them and protect them from all of the dangers that surround them. So can you understand why Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd and to us as the sheep in his flock? Because us who are born with sinful natures are just like sheep in that we are completely helpless and would fall into all of the traps that Satan sets into our path if not for Christ, our good shepherd, calling out to us with his gospel message to plant faith in our hearts, to bring us into his flock so that we can know his voice, so that we can know that just as a shepherd will call out to his sheep to guide them and lead them to green pastures and flowing waters, so too our good shepherd will call out to us with his message of full and free forgiveness to guide us and lead us to our eternal home in heaven. And Christ, our good shepherd, so desires to keep all of us who are sheep into his flock, so he has called under shepherds to do the work of continuing to feed his sheep with the gospel message. But you see, just because Christ has called under-shepherds to do this work, that doesn't mean that the sheep in his flock are to just blindly listen to them. Because the reality is that as we live in a sinful world, there are going to be many false teachers out there claiming to have a message from God, but which will actually be a deceitful, wicked, worldly teaching designed to lead people away from the Good Shepherd, to lead people away from Christ. So it's important that we who are sheep in God's flock take the words that are before us this morning to heart. Because as John writes the words that are before us this morning, it was actually this very situation that he was dealing with. He was writing to a congregation which had been infiltrated by false teachers who were claiming to have a message that was from God and was far superior to every other message. But in reality, this message contradicted the gospel. These teachers were stating that Jesus wasn't truly human, which downgraded and really denied his sacrificial death on the cross for the forgiveness of the sins of the world. And these teachers were also stating that one's spirit couldn't be tainted by sin, meaning that one could live however they wanted to without fear of having to face any consequences. John recognized how dangerous this teaching was and that it was leading sheep in God's flock astray. So John had this to say to this congregation. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. And John encouraged this congregation to test anyone who came to them claiming to have a message from God. To not just take their word from it that they were a true teacher, but to examine their teaching closely. Just like someone examining for counterfeit currency, making sure to compare everything to the original. And if the members of this congregation doubted or denied their ability to test the spirits, well, John made sure to assure them that they truly were equipped to do this work. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit who does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is already in the world. I mean, you don't need to have been trained by Jesus in the flesh. You don't need to have been trained by the greatest educators in the teachings of God's word. You just need to know this. To know that Jesus Christ is both true God and true man, and that he was crucified in the flesh so that he could be the perfect sacrifice to win forgiveness for the sins of the world. I mean, John made it clear to this congregation that they had the knowledge that they needed to determine if someone was a true or false teacher. Because they knew the gospel. They knew their shepherd's voice. And as this congregation would put these teachers which had infiltrated their church to the test, well, it would be very obvious to them that they were false teachers. Because it would be very obvious to them that their message, which denied Jesus' humanity, was denying or even ignoring Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. It would be very obvious to this congregation that the voices of these teachers were voices to stay away from, because these were voices trying to lead them down a dangerous path. And what John told this congregation to do in this specific situation is something that they were to do in every situation, every time someone came to them claiming to have a message from God. Because he wanted them to put everyone to the test to see if what they taught was faithful to the original teaching which God had preserved and handed down to his church. Because he wanted them to be able to know and determine if what they were hearing was truly a message from God. And if it was truly the voice of their good shepherd and not the voices of the world. Because it was that one voice and that one voice alone that would guide them and lead them to eternal life in heaven. So whose voice are you listening to? Because there are so many voices out there in our world today. Voices claiming to be spiritual, religious, voices claiming to be the truth, but in reality are deceitful, wicked, worldly teachings. And this is a really scary thought as we think about it. Because there's a little Antichrist in all of us, which we refer to as our sinful nature. And it's our sinful natures that are going to hear all of these deceitful, wicked, worldly teachings and try to convince us that they're true. And it's going to hear the worldly teaching that says, as long as you live a good enough life, that God is going to grant you entry into heaven. It's going to hear that worldly teaching that says all of your earthly problems are going to disappear as long as you do things like go to church and give offerings. It is going to hear all of these wicked, worldly, deceitful teachings and try to convince you that they're true so that it can get you to take your focus off of your good shepherd Christ and lead you on a path to hell. And maybe you're sitting in the pew thinking right now, I know all of the teachings you just mentioned are false, wicked teachings. Teachings that I would never stray into. Well, good. You know your good shepherd's voice. But just because you are able to determine those teachings as false, wicked, worldly teachings, well, don't imagine that that means that you're someone who could never fall into wicked, worldly, earthly teachings. Because the second we imagine ourselves as being someone who is immune to false teaching, well, that's when we can so easily put our defenses down. And that's when Satan's attacks against our faith will be the strongest. So I encourage you, just as John encouraged this congregation, make sure you're taking the time to listen to your good shepherd's voice. And part of that is coming to church on Sunday morning so that I, an under-shepherd, can proclaim God's gospel message to you. But don't let this be the only way you're listening to your good shepherd's voice. And make sure you're also setting time aside for personal devotions. or setting time aside to once again open up your catechism so you can relearn the amazing and beautiful truths of God's Word as you learned as a child, make sure you're doing whatever works for you to personally listen to your Good Shepherd's voice so that you can put everything that you hear to the test, including me, so that you can know that it truly is the voice of your Good Shepherd, the voice that is guiding and leading you to your eternal home in heaven. And the reason it's so important for Christians like you and me to make sure we're consistently listening to our Good Shepherd's voice is because, as John says, as our verses continue, you will then personally know the full and free forgiveness that Christ has won for all through his victory. You are from God, dear children, and you have overcome the false prophets because the one in you is greater than the one in the world. And after encouraging this congregation to test the spirits, John then assures this congregation that they don't need to be discouraged or afraid over the fact that there are many false teachers in the world. And that's because Jesus has already overcome Satan and his work of bringing sin into the world. And he's done so by giving up his life on the cross and rising from the grave 3 days later. John was also telling these Christians that since Jesus has won this victory over Satan, that all you who believe in him have victory too. If anyone in this congregation would doubt or deny this victory that they had over the false teachers because there were still false teachers running around in the world, well, John had this to say. They are from the world. That is why they speak from a worldly perspective and the world listens to them. But we are from God. And the one who knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. That is how we distinguish the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And the reason false teachers continue to persist in this world isn't because the worldly teaching has won victory over the gospel message. It's because the unbelieving world prefers to listen to worldly teaching. So as we continue to live in this sin-stained world, it shouldn't come as a surprise that there will always be false teachers proclaiming deceitful, wicked, worldly teachings. And as the congregation John was writing to dealt with the wicked, worldly teaching that they were dealing with in their specific situation, and as we deal with all of the wicked, worldly teachings that exist today, well, John reminds us that as we deal with these things, we are to always remind ourselves that while we live in this world, we are not of the world. That our Good Shepherd will guide us as we live in this sin-stained world, and he will do so not by simply offering us a different perspective than that of the world. No, he does so by offering us the heavenly perspective on things. The heavenly perspective where Jesus does have some difficult truths to speak to you and to me. Where Jesus says to you and to me, all of your favorite sins are damnable and are things that you need to repent of. Where Jesus also says to you and to me that you are no better than any sinner in this world. But where he also says to you and to me with a loving and gracious heart that while all of that may be true, see how I have loved you in the greatest way. I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. See how I have come into this world taking on flesh so that I could be born under God's law and live the perfect life in your place. And see how I did this so that I could then go to the cross taking on the sins of the world onto my very own back, your sins included, and I could endure the punishment that they deserved. And see how I did all of this so that I could then rise from the grave 3 days later, victorious, to assure you that my victory is your victory, and that my life is your life. And see how I have done even more than this. See how I have come to you in word and sacrament to wash away all of your sins, to plant faith into your heart, to bring you into my flock, making you one of my very own sheep. And I did all of this for you, not because you earned or deserved it in any way, but solely because of my gracious and loving heart. This is what our Good Shepherd says to each and every one of us. And as we listen to this voice, the voice of our Good Shepherd, we know that victory is truly ours. Not a victory that shows itself with all of the unbelievers and false teaching in this world being wiped off of the face of the earth. No, a victory where we know the burden of our sins and the guilt and the shame that come along with them have been put to death on the cross of Christ. This is the victory that we have. And as we listen to our Good Shepherd's voice, we know we have victory. Because as David says in Psalm 23, it is this voice that will bring us to the green pastures and lead us beside the quiet waters. His voice is the voice that will guide us along the right paths. And even though we walk through the darkest valleys, we have no need to fear evil, for Christ is with us. And we know that His goodness and love will follow us all the days of our lives, and that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For this is where our Good Shepherd's voice is guiding us. Amen. Now may the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.